This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. The stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hey, we're back with another hour live from Grand Forks in the Unmanned Aerial Systems Summit. 17th annual? 17 years they've been doing this. When UAS was an acronym, I don't think probably 1% of any of us could recall. Been going on a long time up here, and that's partly because of the University of North Dakota and the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Now the Space Force has a role here as well. Senator Hoban was just on the stage with General Saltzman of the United States Space Force, the Chief of Space Operations, and they have a role right here. In addition to the Grand Forks Air Force Base and the United States Air Force, the U.S. Space Force is here in North Dakota. So that's why we're here in Grand Forks today at the Alaris Center. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow, by the way, the original My Slippers, regularly $139.98. Are now, are you ready for this? $49.98, $90 off the slippers, if you use the promo code SCOTT. That's a little caveat there. We also have six-piece towel sets as low as $39.99 with the promo code SCOTT. Luxurious Giza Dream Bed Sheets as low as $29.98. And that Mattress Topper 2.0, the one that has the same new technology as the 2.0 pillow, on sale right now. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Also a mattress sale, 50% savings there. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A couple questions this morning about our trip to New York City. If you would like all the details on that, I've talked about it on the program a few times, but it's been a few days. But if you want to see the itinerary of our tour, which is November 28th through December 2nd, you can go online to am1100theflag.com, am1100theflag.com. You'll see a link right up front. Click on that. It'll give you all the details. We had a listener, Kev, that suggested that in addition to Fox and Friends, we should be in the audience for Gutfeld. And as it turns out, one of the dates we're there, Jimmy Failla is going to be on Gutfeld, so we're going to be in the studio audience for the Greg Gutfeld show.
Oh,
as well.
Fun. Yes, so, that'll be fun.
And by the way, the chances of you getting a ticket for that are, you know, one in a gazillion. And that's one of the great things about going with a group of ours. Maria, my wife, plans this trip every year. This is like our eighth or ninth annual. And plans out all the stops, you know, the great eating spots, the great shows that are in town. Hamilton, we're going to see the Rockettes. But you go see the 9/11 Museum, you go to Ellis Island.
Now you got me thinking I want to go. You got Baylor's going to be on Gutfeld. You guys are going to Gutfeld? All right, fine. I'm in.
Exactly right. This is from someone who previously said New York City was not his jam. You wanted the warm weather. Gutfeld won you over, huh, Kev?
That would be a win for me, yes.
Exactly right. So anyway, November 28th through December 2nd. $33.59 per person based on double occupancy if you're paying by check. And we have a tour operator that is handling all the details, group travel planners. They do a fabulous job. So check it out. And by the way, if you have any questions, want the itinerary emailed to you, want to ask our team anything, 701-356-4220. Sophia can help you out there, 356-4220, 356-4220. Otherwise, go online. am1100theflag.com. Click on the New York City link and all the details are right there. Everything you need, okay? We're waiting for Senator John Hoban to join us. He just left the stage with General Saltzman. Looking forward to a recap on his conversation there. Bottom of the hour, our folks, our friends from FAIR will be here as well. Kev, what's new on the TikTok of what is happening in the Gaza Strip in Israel? Anything?
Well, no, just the things I've seen, the responses from the Israeli strike force that's going on in Gaza. Right? I mean, they are. I was just watching video in the break. They are dropping buildings with the F-16s and the F-22s. And yeah, that's they poked the wrong bear. I'll tell you, Vivek was on with Tucker. If you want to hear a little of this, he had a different take and some good questions to ask about this.
Alone among candidates running for the Republican nomination for president, Vivek Ramaswamy dared to suggest that actually going to war with Iran might not be in America's national interest. And for saying that, Mike Pence immediately denounced him as gutless and unpatriotic or something. But we thought it might be worth hearing more. Vivek Ramaswamy joins us now.
Hey, Kev, would you save the clip from Tucker for a little later on in the program? We've got some special guests that just joined us.
I see that. Yep. No, we'll hold it.
Exactly right. Senator John Hoeven is here along with a special guest. Hi, Senator. How are you?
Scott, good to see you. How are you?
Hey, John, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good, good. We've got a special guest here. General Saltzman, who's the commander of Space Force, and we're excited to have him here at the UAS conference in Grand Forks. He just presented, and I think the crowd was really intrigued with what he had to say.
General Saltzman, welcome.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about the Space Force and the role UND and the Grand Forks Air Force Base are playing in that.
Yeah, well, you know, we're the newest service of the and the newest military branch in the U.S. Armed Forces, and proud to be so. We rely heavily, of course, on the Air Force as our partner inside the Department of the Air Force, and that means the Grand Forks Air Force Base is a critical partner. And Senator Hoeven and Senator Kramer have been tremendous supporters of the Space Force. You know, as we've been trying to get established, we've had a million things to do, from making sure that we continue to provide world-class services like GPS for everyone, satellite communications, missile warning for the nation, while we're establishing the service to take on some of the new responsibilities associated with addressing the threats that China and Russia and others have provided against our space capabilities. And so really appreciate the opportunity to talk today and spend some time with Senator Hoeven.
Talk about the assets you have here in North Dakota and the collaboration with the University of North Dakota.
Yeah, the Space Development Agency is building its Satellite Operations Center out at Grand Forks Air Force Base. We leverage across the community. We have university partner programs, and University of North Dakota is one of those programs that we allow academic research to help influence and set the stage for new capabilities, the ways to use new technology like artificial intelligence and machine learning, and also try to inspire people to join the Space Force. So like-minded people in space business and academics and students. And University of North Dakota has been a great partner in that.
Well, you recruit just like the other armed services do?
You can't recruit like the other armed services do because they need so much more. The Air Force needs about 30,000 airmen a year to come in. We're down to about 500 to 700. So it's more like recruiting for a Division I hockey team. We have to go out and get the defenseman we need, or we have to go out and get that winger that's going to help us do the mission. And so it's very targeted recruiting because we have a very special type of person that's going to be a guardian.
Senator Hoeven, talk a little bit about the panel that the two of you just finished and some of the takeaways for our audience that didn't get a chance to hear it.
You want me to use this mic?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, first off, he picked the right analogy, didn't he?
He did,
the best hockey school in the whole United States.
I like that.
You can tell he knows his stuff. General Saltzman, he had a career as a missileer, you know, and of course we have missile fields here in North Dakota, so he knows about that. He was also a satellite operator for NRO, which is the National Reconnaissance Office, so I like to say he knows the business from the ground up, all the way from the ground up to the space and the satellites. But, you know, we're doing such exciting things here with SDA. SDA, the Space Development Agency, Derek Tenier, that whole operation, low Earth orbit satellites, that's all now part of Space Force. So that's under General Saltzman. And that is how we're going to have command and control for all of our military resources globally. And the two bases that have the operations center are Redstone Army Base in Alabama and Grand Forks Air Force Base right here. And as we announced this summer, we're also going to have the test and checkout operations center here as well. So we talked about some of that. We talked about the Sky Range program for developing hypersonics, and all of this interfaces with Space Force. Space Force is where the puck's going, to use that analogy, and this is the guy that's the star center on that team.
General, are we playing catch-up with our adversaries around the globe?
No, We're not. We have the world's greatest space force. We have the world's greatest space organization, and that's because of partners like University of North Dakota, our academics, our research and development centers, the science and technology, the innovation that's happening in space right now because of industry, commercial side, unbelievable. Our GPS signal is the envy of the world. It's the gold standard for precision navigation and timing. Our satellite communications span the globe like no other country is able to match. So the challenge is, can we continue to provide these as other nations now try to contest us in the space domain? And so we're just now making sure that we have a Space Force focused on that threat so that we can continue to provide those world-class services.
Really appreciate you stopping by on a busy day. I know you got a full-packed schedule.
Happy to be here.
Senator Hopeful's probably got a few ideas of the best use of your time here while you're here, right, to meet lots of good folks?
Yeah, he's going to go up and see the folks at Cavalier, our station there. And
awesome.
They're excited to see him.
Fantastic. Thank you both for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate it. Short break, back with more. Live from Grand Forks in the UAS Summit on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Bottineau County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Editor Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Took him in and took her nowhere.
live from Grand Forks in the UAS Summit today on the program. Nice to catch up with the General and Senator Hovind. Enjoyed that very much. Hope you did too. And I don't know. I feel a lot like I did when I realized that the Bakken was reemerging as a major international player in oil and gas development. And you saw with your own eyes what was happening as a result of the ability to do horizontal drilling and fracking and what that meant for communities and jobs and all the rest. I feel the very same way about what is happening here with this Space Force, Air Force collaboration with the University of North Dakota and the FAA test site and what's happening with the private sector on drones and UAS. It's pretty phenomenal. It really is. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits for you today. If you're hungry for a little meatloaf, how about some chipped beef? West Main Avenue, West Fargo, spaghetti and garlic bread. Bruce, we're ready. Coffee's crucial. Exactly right. You'll join us too, won't you?
I have nothing to add.
You have a lot to add. Don't kid yourself. Anyway, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Meatloaf or chipped beef. 12th Avenue and I-29, spaghetti and garlic bread. NP Avenue, Swedish meatballs. Beef tips in Glendon, Mongolian beef in Yulin, and Parmesan chicken on 45th. Sloppy Joe's in Castleton. We are live today in Grand Forks for the UAS Summit 17th Annual, and we have a special guest here, General Dave Deptula. Is that how you say your last name? I'm going to give you this microphone right there. Right over there. Yeah, we'll hand that to you. Sorry. We're switching mics around here today. You can throw those on, Bruce. Bruce Jovig is here. Bruce is probably Grand Forks' number one booster of the Grand Forks Air Force Base and been part of many committees and now doing some work for Grand Sky Development as well. Bruce, nice to see you. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Well, good. And you brought a special guest with you.
I did. It is General David Deptula is the father of ISR. Going back to the days of Desert Storm, and now he is dean of the Mitchell Institute, which is a think tank for the U.S. Air Force. And so there's nobody who's thinking further ahead for the Air Force than General Deptula.
You mentioned
so Dave,
that.
Glad to have you here.
Glad to have you.
Thanks very much, both of you. It's a real treat and a pleasure to be here.
Now, Bruce mentioned ISR. Talk a little bit about what the future holds for our armed services with ISR.
Well, first, I think it's important for your audience to understand the acronym, Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance, or it's the ability to provide, at a very high level, vigilance, global vigilance, and to be able to ascertain what's going on with respect to our adversaries, as well as keeping track of and increasing what we call in the military situation awareness. So we don't get surprised, like you saw what happened, unfortunately, occur in Israel over the past couple of days. But one of the critical elements of our nation's intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance architecture is located right here at Grand Forks Air Force Base, and that's the 319th Reconnaissance Wing. We just heard a presentation from the new wing commander, which is pretty incredible. You know, I've been around the military for over 40 years now, and I have not seen someone at a wing level put together a strategy as comprehensive as Colonel Monroe has. So you all are very fortunate here in the Grand Forks community to have a leader like that.
I was thinking exactly the same thing when you made that presentation, so I'm glad to hear that observation as well.
Yeah, normally that's something that comes out of Headquarters Air Force. That's something, as the first chief of Air Force Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance, that I put together back in 2006, 2007. But to have someone at a wing level do that is just absolutely amazing, and it's a tribute to him and his personnel. So you all are really fortunate here to have someone of that caliber as the wing commander.
The ISR mission was announced for Grand Forks Air Force Base a year or so ago, I guess, Bruce, wasn't it?
Well, a potential new one, yes. But actually, the Global Hawk is ISR, and that goes back to first announced in 2006, 5 and 6, and they first came here in 2011 with the aircraft.
So what does the future look like for the Air Force Base, for Grand Forks, for UND, because of what's happening here in the ISR mission?
It's a great question, and it's a bright future, to put the answer to your question right up front. Grand Forks Air Force Base will continue to play a critical role, not just as part of the United States Air Force, but as part of the United States Space Force now. We just heard from the wing commander the different elements that Grand Forks will entail, and there was just open recently, not open, but initiated the construction of what's known as the Space Control Center that will be part of operating I always try to avoid acronyms, but the low Earth orbit constellation of satellites that will provide awareness for the nation as an integral element of our entire global intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance network. So it's one of two satellite control centers that will be located across the United States. So there's a space function and the air function in the Air Force's intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance network will continue to operate from here at Grand Forks. And there is an unbound future, because many of the systems that are critical to performing this function of intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance continue to evolve, and we don't even know what they'll incorporate in the next 5 to 10 years.
About a minute left, but I want to ask you about what we saw happen this weekend in Israel and what role you see the United States Armed Forces playing in the protection of Israel going forward.
Well, the United States has already made the decision to move a series of combat systems into the vicinity, starting with the Ford Carrier Battle Group, as well as U.S. Air Force F-35s and F-15Es. And don't forget, one of the things that's often not thought about is the significance of our bomber forces that are located here in the United States, like the B-2s out of Whiteman Air Force Base, the B-1s out of your sister state, Ellsworth, and down in Texas. These aircraft can get to locations anywhere in the world in a matter of hours. Deterrence and deterring Iran, who is behind the Hamas egregious and illegal attacks on civilians in Israel, is what needs to be accomplished. And the United States also has to be prepared to send a message that we are willing to use these forces if, in fact, there's any additional egregious actions conducted in the area.
Fascinating. General Dave Deptula, thank you.
Great to be here.
Appreciate the work of the Mitchell Institute. Bruce, same to you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take a break. Come back with more live from Grand Forks. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Scott Hanlon. I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers. $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news. The MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, regular $80 for a limited time, 6-pack towel set only $39.99 with the promo code SCOTT. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code SCOTT. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code SCOTT. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
USA News Update. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democratic presidential candidate, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. law enforcement stepping up security, even though there's no specific threats to New York following the Hamas attacks against Israel. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the NYPD has increased patrols at synagogues and other areas of concern. Amidst the ongoing conflict in Israel, U.S. airlines like American, United, and Delta have halted flights to Tel Aviv. The field of GOP presidential candidates is shrinking. Former Texas Congressman Will Hurd announced yesterday that he is dropping out of the race. It became clear to him, he said, that the time had come to suspend his campaign. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Shining. You can tell if you're watching online, it's blasting into the Alaris Center here to the UAS Summit. Beautiful day in Grand Forks. A little chilly, sure, but nice crisp fall weather. We can take that. Appreciate our conversation with all of the guests here from the UAS Summit.
Surrounded by some brass around there, brother, today.
No kidding, yeah.
Yeah, man.
And there's more to come this afternoon. Senator Kramer has a special guest as well from the United States Air Force that is currently the Vice Chief of Staff, the incoming Chief of Staff of the Air Force, General David Alvin. So looking forward to hearing about that. That'll be, trying to think, they're doing a panel this afternoon here around 1:30 today. That'll be happening. So we look forward to that. Let's see here. We're going to switch gears and talk a little bit about what's happening at the border. And if there is a gold standard of organizations that have been sounding the alarm about our border policy, about our immigration policy in America that is better than fair, I don't know where they are, because they're just about the best of the best. Federation for American Immigration Reform, Dan Stein joins us to talk a little bit about what's happening at the border, get you an update there. Dan, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Tell folks what FAIR does day in and day out.
Well, for over 40 years now, we have been pushing for some what we think are sensible reforms to control the borders and illegal immigration and try to set overall immigration levels low enough that they don't conflict with our, you know, U.S. priorities and advance our goals. So we have, basically millions of followers around the country and about 50,000 paid members at any given point in time, and we're pretty much interested in getting as many Americans involved in trying to put pressure on these politicians to stop this disaster that's unfolded in front of our eyes during the Biden administration. So we're very much on top of all the policy issues. We know what needs to be done. We know what the solutions are, and we advocate for them aggressively.
I know there was a piece of legislation that some in Congress called the best border bill, the most assets in a century. It ultimately didn't come out of the House. There was some strategy to get that to the Senate, and because of the threat of a government shutdown, actually get it passed and the president to sign it. What was in it?
It has a number of provisions. It adds more resources to the border, more border agents, more technology, infrastructure improvements. More importantly, it changes some of the legal burdens to prove asylum you know, the big problem here is the asylum definition is expanded, and the Biden administration allows anybody to just make a bold-faced claim of asylum and then get admitted to the country and wait for years before they even get a hearing on the claim, during which time they eventually get work documents. So there's a natural incentive to defraud the system. So H.R. 2, as it was called, tried to deal with how asylum claims are handled and how asylum is defined, beefed up mandatory detention, sped up removals, tries to reform the immigration court system, and generally, you know, has it's not the entire solution, but it has a lot of advances that really would help. And, of course, when the House passed it earlier this year, even though there was unlikely to be Senate action immediately because of Chuck Schumer, the Biden administration and the White House issued a veto threat anyway, because for whatever reason, the Biden administration opposes anything that might actually help solve the problem. So it became a negotiating point here in the last minute during this continuing resolution. Democrats didn't want it in there at all. For some reason, politically, they think it's okay to continue to oppose needed measures in Congress. They continue to oppose states like Texas and others that are doing their best within the constitutional framework to put up their own structures and deploy the National Guard. And the Biden administration opposes virtually everything they try to do. And apparently they believe it's politically viable to watch this basically an invasion happening along our borders.
Yeah, I want to come back to that in a minute. But the White House is fond of saying that Republicans are the reason the border is open because they've not gotten, quote unquote, comprehensive immigration reform. What are they talking about there?
They're talking political gibberish through their political blowholes. They really, the Biden administration, look, the Democrats have been talking about something called the DREAM Act and DREAMers since about 2004. Senator Durbin initiated this concept, trying to take advantage of the idea that there were young people who came through no fault of their own, that they deserved some sort of special treatment. They've had opportunities to pass something like that repeatedly. Certainly they did during the first 2 years of Obama's term. And yet they continue to punt. And every time Republicans try to offer a compromise, which basically says, look, if you want to try to give an amnesty to some of the people here illegally, you have to reform the system going forward. And the, you know, the change in the Democratic Party between like 2003 and then 2007, when Obama then took over in 2008, was quite dramatic. Very much radically departing from its traditional sort of organized labor union base, which was in favor of strong immigration controls. During this period in the late 90s, early 2000s, the AFL-CIO flipped its position. SEIU, Service Employees International Union, put pressure, and the kind of radical left got control of the Democratic Party. And when Obama took over, they were pretty much a party of dismantling all immigration controls and promoting illegal immigration. So every time Republicans say, look, let's put a bill in that's going to beef up enforcement and fix the problem, the Democrats go, no, we need a mass amnesty first, which is what Biden proposed when he first came in. The problem is if you give an amnesty under the current system to say, I don't know, 10, 15 million people, under the law, they can petition their relatives. So you're going to wind up with another 35, 40, 50 million petitions backlogged. And the whole system comes crashing down. So instead of trying to work through this thing as adults in the room, the Democrats just sit back and go, no. Remember, I don't know if you remember, but Donald Trump proposed letting the so-called Dreamers get amnesty and a few other things that the Democrats wanted in exchange for his wall and some other things in his State of the Union, and I think it was in 2019. And the Democrats just said no. So apparently the Democrats prefer either using this as a political bludgeon with Republicans, or they honestly believe what some Democrats like Steve Phillips say in How to Win the Civil War, it's a book he wrote, that they just want to transform the American electorate demographically to try to create California in Texas and elsewhere. And they feel if they can do that, then the Democrats will basically dominate national politics for the next 50 years.
You mentioned what is happening at the southern border as an invasion. What makes it an invasion? Is it just the sheer numbers and the fact that Border Patrol is overwhelmed? Why is it different than what has happened in the past?
It's different because of the magnitude of it, the orchestrated nature of it, the fact that it's going on in complicity with the Mexican government through essentially organized criminal cartels operating through networks all over the world. This is an orchestrated invasion of the United States, and there have been a massive increase and the number of people apprehended who are on terror watch lists, and people from coming from countries that are considered of interest to the United States, certainly after what we've recently seen happening in Gaza, between Gaza and Israel, gives plenty of pause about the fact that there's no way that the millions of people that have come through that border have been properly vetted, with the reality that, and we see Chinese nationals, some of whom are probably associated with the CCP, coming in by the thousands along that border. I mean, in the end, if the question is it an invasion because there's no armed insurgency, the Mexican military itself is not actually trying to occupy U.S. territory, technically that would not be an invasion. But the fact that you have criminal, organized, and armed militia in the form of these cartels operating with through the Chinese and others to smuggle people in and engage in all kinds of violence certainly means it meets the criteria for an invasion. If you want to call it an incursion, we can call it just a complete breakdown of the border. Whatever you want to call it, the use of the term invasion allows the states to invoke an article in the Constitution that gives them independent authority to try to control and protect their terrain. And so there's an incentive there to use that term.
And you mentioned the terror watch list. That alone is worthy of calling this an invasion, right? Just if we focus on individuals on the terror watch list, that number keeps climbing. And I always think about, well, yeah, that's the ones we know about. What about the ones we don't know about? I mean, the consequences of this, it seems to me, Dan, is going to live on for decades after this because of who's been led in this country. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think it was Thomas Sowell who said in mid-2020, he said, you know, if Biden wins, it may be impossible for this country to ever recover. And Biden himself will be 6 feet under when some of the consequences of this fiasco ultimately come home to roost. And I hope and pray, you know, we don't see the emergence of some kind of serious coordinated terror attacks in this country. But it would make perfect sense. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Churchill said weakness is not treason, but it can be just as dangerous. The kind of incoherent, incomprehensible foreign policy we see from the administration, along with its complete and intentional. I mean, the thing about all this is it's intentional. Biden systematically dismantled the things that Trump had put in place in his first 60 days. Then he went further and dismantled anything that actually had a deterrent value. Interior enforcement, worksite enforcement, state and local cooperation, document security, document reform, voter registration checks, and everything you could conceive of that would actually help improve immigration control and deterrence, the Biden administration has systematically dismantled and opposed. This is not an accident. This is intentional sabotage, the first time in American history. This has happened by these globalist elitists who've taken control of the party or in the White House, many of them who served Obama also. And when Obama said he wanted to transform America, this is clearly what it had in mind. And unfortunately for most Americans, you know, they're helpless. That because courts have been unwilling to, like, mandate enforcement strategies because they say, well, it's a resource issue. Apparently, the ACLU can sue the Trump administration 150 times every time they theoretically denied entry to an alien who wanted to come in. But the Biden administration can let in millions and millions of aliens or let them run across the border, and no court will intervene to stop it. And the Supreme Court's been a real disappointment at some level. We've had some successes, but they've been a disappointment at a number of levels. And ultimately that means that if Congress can't invoke the statutes and have them enforced, and the law and the courts are not able to step in and make sure the laws get enforced, then we have rule by one person, this guy Mayorkas, who runs DHS, who basically waves a magic wand and gives people amnesty, TPS, asylum, parole, and work documents all outside the law, and essentially it's what we call a tyranny, because there's nobody auditing the legality of what this guy is doing.
Scott, I literally just threw my neck out because I look like a bobblehead over here listening to Dan.
It's unbelievable.
Spot on. We have a bingo on all points there, Dan.
But
well
the border's
put.
But the border's closed, according to Marcus. Right? The border's secure.
Well, yeah, it's not open. It's not open.
That's this Orwellian, you know, Marxist pseudo-nonsense we get from these guys who tell you, you know, you got to take seriously the words these people use. You know, when the left says something and you think, oh, this is, you know, disinformation, decolonization, whatever you want to call it, you got to take their language seriously. I mean, if they think what's happening between Gaza and Israel is a form of decolonization, then you can imagine what they have for most Americans who they believe.
Great point. Great point. Dan Stein, Fair, thank you so much. You're a treasure.
Discover kinder care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway, the blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years, using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Got What's On Your Mind, final segment from the UAS Summit in Grand Forks at the Alera Center, talking about a really massive, complete sector of our economy that is growing out of the city and the Air Force Base and Grand Sky, where some of the Northrop Grumman and others operate as well, and use this technology in the private sector to develop that. It's really just, if you listened at all today, you heard opportunity after opportunity of what's happening here. But it's pretty amazing. It really is great. And I can connected the dots earlier to what it felt like when the Bakken was just taken off. And you realized, you know, what, in that case, $100 oil and the ability to pull it out of the ground in North Dakota meant for our economy. And I see the future being very bright in this, that regard here as well, because assets in Grand Forks, at this Air Force base, at the Space Force, as well as at the University of North Dakota, are intricately involved in defending the United States of America, which is, I hope, a proud moment for the great state of North Dakota, that's for sure. Texter says, just saw the Israeli Minister of National Security say, today I directed the Firearms Licensing Division to go on an emergency operation in order to allow as many citizens as possible to arm themselves. I wonder if the ATF would do that if something like that happened in the United States, wouldn't it? I mean, there is a recognition of the important freedoms.
I would say it's safe to say that a number of us already are. So, you know, there's that.
Right. But I think that's a smart move on the part of the National Security Minister in Israel.
Strap up.
Just give you the tools to defend yourself as well. We had a clip we were starting to play of Vivek Ramaswamy on Tucker Carlson last night talking about the situation in Israel. Should get to that because I promised we'd come back to it after we had to stop to chat with the general. Go ahead and roll that, Kev.
I actually said this long before this crisis when people were thinking clear-headedly. And I just want to say a couple of things that are obvious but important, Tucker. I mean, what happened against Israel, you said it, I believe it. It is barbaric, it is medieval, it is wrong, and Israel as a nation absolutely has the right to self-defense, to its own national existence. And I think they should have our moral and diplomatic support as an ally. But there's one element of this that nobody's talking about. What the hell went wrong with U.S. and Israeli intelligence and the Israeli defense that allowed this to happen? Everybody seems to be punting that as a question for later. I think it's a question for now, if you're Israel. I mean, look, I think that Nikki Haley, I disagree with you a little bit there. I don't think she's a child. I think that she is somebody who is, like many politicians, in a position to get wealthier from war. Look at the military contracting business and otherwise. But put that to one side. The message that I would send would be very different. Get to the bottom of what allowed this gaping hole of intelligence and defense to even happen before feeding that same beast. If a doctor told you his job was to keep you from getting cancer and then you got that cancer, don't go trust that same doctor to remove your tumor. They don't let airplanes, when they crash, the pilots or the people who crash the airplane, that airliner is not the one who reviews the black box. And so I think those answers have to come now. That's not a question for later.
So there's that.
Yeah, now it's hard in the middle of, I mean, right now Israel's busy defending itself, right? Literally from an invasion of its borders and terrorists infiltrating and killing. So job one is protect the people.
Yeah,
But I do agree with them that at some point we're going to have to say, how in the world was this missed? I mean, because there's a lot of governments, including our own, that share intelligence with the Israelis. So not only did their intelligence not pick it up, our intelligence didn't pick it up.
I thought the biggest take that I got from him here was realizing that it can happen here. Listen
and
to
I
this.
Think one of the learnings for the U.S., I think there's a lot of learnings for the U.S., Tucker, but one of the learnings is if that establishment can get it wrong in Israel from a U.S. perspective, that could happen right here at home. And if anything, as an ally, one of the things that we need to wake up to is that we're vulnerable here in the United States to the same. And so we can do some things to prevent that, secure our border, stop funding. I mean, I think one of the things that's been wrong in the U.S. is we have a bad habit, while we're bankrupt, funding both sides of wars that should have been avoided in the first place. Look at the money that's indirectly found its way to Hamas, the $6 billion paid to Iran in the recent ransom. That was a disaster. Yet we're effectively now funding both sides of a war that we shouldn't have been in the first place, in places like Russia and Ukraine even.
So, yeah, he's spot on.
And we are because Barack Obama gave them pellets of cash to the Iranians. And, you know, it's no secret that Iran funds Hamas. And, of course, Joe Biden did it recently. And then they say, well, no, they're in accounts and they have to tell us how they're going to spend them. Look, they know they're getting the 6B. All right? They know they're getting that. Money's fungible. And so the second they knew they were getting that $6 billion, it freed up more dollars to pour into Hamas.
That's pretty much how it works.
A kindergartner could have figured that out in math class.
Right.
See, I put $6 billion in that pocket. You can't reach it quite yet on that pocket, but over here, you just freed up $6 billion in this pocket. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. Right?
Unreal.
Unreal is right. Pray for Israel. That's all we can do at this point. 11 Americans dead. More missing. We'll continue to follow this. Charlie Kirk
pray
is next.
For America.
Pray for America as well.
Put America right in there. We're going to need it.
Exactly right. Charlie Kirk, after this, on What's On Your Mind, we'll see you tomorrow with Bill O'Reilly on the program.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.